of conscious recognition. So these are going to be words. So we want to remember that every time we connect with the universal heart, every time we connect and we salute. Salute means, to go beyond. Go beyond our old structure. So the structure is who you believe yourself to be and your wants. I want this, I want that, I want that. Now there's nothing wrong with that as we dream our inheritance. In other words, we have to start somewhere. But as we will open that veil, as we will open that holy communication of truth and allowance, what we open up to is beyond our expectancy. Now, this is very important. If you think you know where you're going, if you think you know what you're claiming, if you think you know what's on the other side, you're going to limit what is allowed, because you're only going to show up with a teaspoon when you really need a gallon jug. So as we allow that true ascension, as we allow that true dictate of arrival, that is recognizing that your higher self is already claimed, it's already available, it's already spot on with your delivery. You may be trying to get a promotion, whatever it may be, just a linear, this is what's going to help me, where your higher self has something beyond your current comprehension, your current understanding. So every time we're using these words, every time we're offering this energetic attunement, what we're doing is we're breaking down walls. We're breaking down relevance. I really want my current relationship to work out. Perhaps your higher self has a higher understanding of what that's all about. So we want to allow the truth to be self-revealed. So the truth being self-revealed is we go beyond assumption, we go beyond comprehension, and we allow the truth of assertive pleasure, the truth of assertive alliance, the truth of assertive rite of passage. So the rite of passage, we want to just imagine again, there's a light, there's a portal. So just feel that column of light coming from the great central sun. And so we're allowing ourselves to proceed. Now, when I'm receiving everyone, I no longer have you in the physicality. I have you in the universal heart. I have you in the universal transmission. So what we're igniting is your truest essence to come alive. Now, in truth, it's already here, because how could it not be? How could it not be? It has to do with our own signaling of relevance. So in essence, we're stepping out of the dream state. We're stepping out of mind. We're stepping out of ego. And at last, they're showing me the judgment card. At last, it's like free at last, free at last. It's not free within the dream. Like, I just need this better law. I just need this better ruling. It's free in our assumption of self. Now, this is going to have proclamation. This is going to have prophecy. In other words, each of us are coming into full union of our pre-arranged agreement. In other words, perhaps you're the one to create better policy change. Perhaps you're the one to introduce a new bill to Congress. So it's realizing that it's already sent, it's already present. But in order to create, in order to announce, in order to unfold, in order to explode our riches, our destiny, it's allowing ourselves to receive ourselves in full broadcast. That means whatever's circulating, the energies of the Lion Gate are plentiful. So when I said plentiful, I literally had my entire like auric fields kind of go cha-ching. So just imagine like a pocket full of so many golden coins. So again, this is just how my mind receives it, so I can receive the dialogue of communication. But the idea again is we're presenting an alternate reality. So when we present this, when we become accustomed to it, when we announce it, when we align with it, we're serving our highest broadcast without preconceived notion. So there we go again. It's breaking out of the chains. It's breaking out of the old confinement, out of the rules, out of the box, out of the old belief system. So in other words, we've been defined by consciousness, by what appears to be who we are. Again, we've been operating out of lack, out of separation. So they're saying, here we go with our loose change. In other words, here we go. Now, this is where we can have miracles occur spontaneously, and we shall. So they want me to explain this. The miracles that are occurring spontaneously, they're actually occurring spontaneously, regardless of concept. What they mean by that is we sometimes don't receive it, don't recognize it, and we just allow it to be kind of swept under the rug because it feels like too big of a jump. It feels like, well, I'm not ready to receive myself in my power. I'm not ready to receive myself in full love. I'm not ready to receive myself in transparency. So they want us to address this. The transparency is where each of us are still holding back from our true self, where we don't feel like we're truly enough, where we feel like, well, I've got skeletons in my closet. As long as we're aligning with ego, it is impossible not to have skeletons in your closet in actuality, because we regard ourselves as that falsified self. So we want to remember that we're moving into a new reality where it's like kingdom come, where we're beyond time and space, where we're in essence the way we would receive it, our future self, our future claim. So this is where we're uniting with our higher heart and allowing ourselves to spin the wheel. So spinning the wheel means we walk out of false provisions. So there is no sin. It's sin and dream. There is no false record keeping, because remember, everything is a dance to triumph. Every step was preconceived. In other words, it was predestined. It was preordered. So everything we've received was actually in divine order. Everything that we needed to arrive at our destiny. So if we needed to see the criminal mind to relieve ourselves of the judgment of those engaging in criminal activity, whatever it may be, understand there's a power that is present that is guiding us to our full exploration and destiny. So this is where we kind of gather up all those loose ends, all those, I wish that didn't happen, I shouldn't have done that, whatever, if people knew about this, whatever it is, and just imagine a vacuum coming to release that, to expunge the records. In other words, seeing it from our truth, we see ourselves in our innocence. Now, this is very, very important, because we're each leaders and we're each going to be leading others to their truth. So if we're still judging ourselves, again, we're going to hold ourselves back from our ministry wherever that lands you, because that judgment's going to be in full display. If I'm still judging myself, man, the second you show up, I'm going to judge you. So this is where we're playing full out. In other words, we're allowing ourselves to be in Christ union. That is recognizing our truth, recognizing our applause, recognizing that everything, every step, every twist and turn was needed for our true proclamation. In other words, for our greater understanding. Perhaps it's so that we would have the compassion. Perhaps it's so we would have the humility. Wow, it really is easy to do what ends up being of harm and suffering to others. So understand that the power is in forgiveness. Forgiveness is recognizing when I'm in split mind, when I'm separate from my wholeness, well, that's one path. That's one subject-object consistency. But when I unite in universal love, when I unite with that Christed flame, I come into my truth, and that truth is what brings forth that spontaneous gestation, that spontaneous remembrance where we free all. Now, this is very, very relevant. We're not just trying to make our personal lives better. There are no personal lives. It's a dream state of the ego. We're coming to that place of realization where what we're doing for the one self, our personal identity, they're saying it's like we're coming under that throne of true realization, true reality, where we're coming forth to bring forth blessings for eternity. So freeing all from that misdemeanor, freeing all from this engagement. So you could imagine untying shoelaces, and the shoe is for many, for millions. Now they asked us to insert millions so that we start getting comfortable with our power, so that we start understanding. And again, this is the false identity. Well, if I could just help one person, that'll make me happy. So again, we have been experiencing ourselves from the falsified understanding of self, and we're driving our ship, we're driving our vehicle at last to proper speculation, to really realize, because life is a dream state, and as we awaken, we bring forth to many. We bring forth to many. So you may bring forth this realization and never leave your home. You may bring forth this realization and suddenly do missionary work. It matters not, because remember, there is no separation. There is no separation. So what we're experiencing is we're disregarding lack. So the lack is, well, I'm limited. Well, it's too late. Well, you don't know what I did. So this is where we're still slumbering, and we're still attesting to past consideration. So just imagine you're just like taking these giant steps around the earth. And so again, we're receiving ourselves at last in our triumph to bring forth our acquittal, to bring forth our powerful persuasion. Our powerful persuasion is the power of love. It's the power of love. So when we still receive ourselves in judgment, judgment of self, judgment of others, I believe in this, so if you don't believe, you're obviously wrong. That's not power, that's judgment. That's still playing in dualism. That's still playing in either or, versus receiving all in the claim of love, receiving all in unity. Unity is, there is no judgment. There is no right and wrong. There's only the one. There's only the one that's stepping into Christ union. And again, when we say Christ, it's simply the truth of self beyond the plausible. In other words, how we've received ourselves in the mind body. So again, when you think of a master, whoever your favorite master is, remember you've been dreaming the form of that master. So they appear to have a mind body as well. But in essence, as we move into ascension, there is no other. There is no master separate from you. You've called in that they're saying that figurine. So a figure to understand self, to understand your truth, to understand love, to understand common value. So in other words, you're getting accustomed to that which you are. So you stand over here and let me just consider you for a moment, or let me read your channeled words, or let me feel your energy, and let me become accustomed to it. Again, establishing love on earth. So it's the love, it's holding that universal love that will create our new reality. And that's what we're each being guided to in this holy hour of remembrance. So as you will receive love's abundance, love's endurance, love's holiness. Holiness is you're not separate from your next arrival, your next step, your next claim, your next acknowledgement. There is no separation. It's all been delusion. It's all been the mind. So the answer key again is allowing that light to circulate and dawn upon self. So dawn upon self is, oh my gosh, I never even considered that. Oh my gosh, I don't have to play small. Instead of calling the local paper, why don't I just call a major or a news program or whatever it may be. It's moving into that final courtesy. So the final courtesy is our divine steps are ordered. So there's step, step, step. But again, accentuating our relevance. You matter. Your consciousness matters. It's birthing a new reality. It's the reason you took the incarnation. Allow yourself to receive that. Allow yourself to receive your divine providence, the divine acceptance of the importance, the relevance of the consciousness that you hold, the consciousness that you're willing to align with. Allow that to be received in all levels of time. So this is where any incarnation, any prior lifetime, any future lifetime, it's all in the now moment. So this belief that we have to, well, I got to finish this out in the linear. Well, if you believe you do, you do. So what we're allowing is twists and turns. And in other words, stepping out of space and time and allowing that true receivership, allowing that true partnership, allowing the new earth to begin, to be recognized. Receive that true divine awakening, merging with your true self, allowing new insights, new pre-arrangements, meaning that whoever you're destined to meet, whatever you're destined to do, no longer holding back, allowing doors to open. I see windows opening, see doors opening. I see someone dropping their like photo album. This is where you've been holding grudges about the past, to self, to others. So just in this now moment, there is no memory, there is no past. There is only the eternal now. Allowing that transmutation, allowing the new configuration of self, allowing the cells to absorb the light that's being offered by the universe through our endorsement. So in other words, we're the ones that said, we're ready to wake up. We're ready to wake up to our new earth, to our new home. The home being our own awareness. Everything in the outer aligns with the inner. It matters not who slumbers. There's somebody like, well, is this going to change Congress? Is this going to change everything in divine order? The answer is everything in divine order. But there is nothing, no one outside of you that can interfere with your divine placement and recognition. So again, as we turn into our new lifestyle, we come alive. In other words, it doesn't matter if there are aspects of past configurations that are continuing in a different dimensional realm. Allow everything to turn in its right involvement. And allow yourself to open to divine union. Let us receive the allowance of that. When I heard divine union, I stopped being I just kind of blissed out. Blissed out. Now, this doesn't mean drug-induced state. It means truth, true reality. It means love. Being sponsored by love, being orchestrated by love, being directed by love, being supported by love in all ways. Let us receive wholeheartedly. In the whole heart. That means whoever you consider to be a villain, to be an enemy, to be on the other side of your political choices, let all receive true love. These are all aspects of ourselves. As long as we're pointing the finger, we will get nowhere. We've tried that. All receive love. Allow this light to be received all on our planet, all nooks and crannies. May everyone wake up from the illusion of fear. May everyone be lifted up to their highest awareness, whatever is divinely perfect. May that take place. Let us receive.